Good morning, good people. It is 12th October 2020. The readings are from Galatians chapter 4 verses 22 to 24, 26 to 27 and 31 to chapter 5 verse 1 and the gospel from Luke chapter 11 verse 29 to 32. While counseling youth and young adults, I ask them what their vision of life is. Most of them tell me about their career, which they love to pursue than to share a vision that includes the welfare of the others. To have a vision, we need to have altruistic choices of life and a complete freedom from our slavish and sedentary sensual life. St. Paul presents an allegory of dualism within each one of us. There is a freed self and a slavish self in each one of us. He invites us to think about the two wives of Abraham to explain freedom and slavery in our spiritual life more directly about Jews and Gentiles. Are we slaves of law or free children of Jerusalem? Paul reminded the Galatians Christians that they enjoy freedom from Christ and they no longer need to follow their old ways. The responsorial psalm praises, "Blessed be the name of the Lord forever," Psalm 113 verse 2. The gospel convinces us that in attentive listening, we recognize the presence of God in others. The need to listen to the word of God purifies us. Jesus is the signature and Son, the Son of God. Our participation in the mission of Christ can only come by listening constantly to the word of Jesus. Life without constant examination and elimination of sinful residue on a daily basis, we may recognize the power and presence of God in us and others. They repented at the proclamation of Jonah and see something greater than Jonah is here. Luke chapter 11 verse 32. Let us come out of our slavery and freely embrace the freedom of Jesus alone can offer to us. May you have a lovely day. God bless you.